AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast. I am absolutely livid. Apparently, I have a mobile phone addiction, apparently.
Apparently,
you do. You don't use you do. One. You just use it to stalk people on it.
Yeah, I know. And behind my back, you did research on me. I wasn't happy at all.
Yeah, he does. He has a mobile phone addiction. Plus, also, we asked our Second Chance Dance coming up this Friday, what kind of clothing is appropriate and inappropriate? I would say just let it all go and do as you want. Wear whatever you want, as long as you're comfortable.
Wow, he's saying just leave them braless. No, and also when it comes to the ladies for Gold FM's Second Chance Dance, now it begins. The fake tan, you got to get your nails done. Preparation is key. You'll hear all about it.
The three Ps. I'm very, very happy that the content director is in Sydney overnight because he's not here because I'm not sure that he would agree with the track we're about to play.
Here we go again.
Hang on a minute.
Peter, explain the rules.
Okay, the rules are if you want AJ to continue this song, don't ring up. If you want AJ to turn this song off, 13:27:10. And as soon as we get three calls that saying, no, turn it off, guess what, AJ? You've got to turn it off.
How far back are we going, darling?
Darling, this is a bit like a Helen Reddy for you. It's a bit of a tune for the womanhood. You ready?
All right.
These boots are made for walking.
I love winter. All my boots come out.
That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you.
Dance, darling.
Peter is bemused.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Frank Sinatra's daughter, Peter. Who? Nancy Sinatra.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess.
13:27:10.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
No calls yet.
Remember this, Rod?
And now someone else is getting all your best. It's been redone a few times.
All together now.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. Some of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Johnny Laws is coming up shortly. This is what Johnny Laws plays, and he rings his bell and asks for a cup of tea.
Everyone's liking it. We have not had one call yet for Nancy.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthful. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Hello, Goldie fan.
Yeah, good morning. First time caller. Can you turn this garbage off, please? This is crap.
Spider, stop it.
You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing.
Goldie fam, hello.
Yeah, g'day. Get it off. Yeah. We're not 4KQ.
Poor old 4KQ.
The end of this is good, though. The end kicks in.
Yay. There's two. Give us one more call.
The end's good.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. Some of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Hurry up, Camille. Don't answer them, we will.
But this bit's good. Ready?
No.
Done.
AJ, go to the call.
Mark, what do you think?
Turn it off, you're
pointing
in my ears.
Yeah!
Oh,
like it's a short song.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Three pieces of history and Bridge and Spider pitted against each other. Check your buzzers, please.
Yeah, can I just... Spider. And oh, can I just go Spider?
We can't just play the contest.
What have you just done, Bridget?
I thought it was clear. I don't know. I've got stuff called Zilla. It's water energy booster, health, endurance, and performance, and it looks like crud, and I just put it in my drink.
Looks like a baby's nappy after a couple of good bottles.
Pretty much.
Ooh, okay, anyway. Movies, music, and some sport today. We're going to the movies first up. You need to name that year.
Hello, cutie pie. One of us is in deep trouble.
Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
It's Running Man.
So you love the cheesy lines. Those good cheesy lines. I got to give the audience what they want. Bang, 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 bang.
I don't know. I'm thinking 90s. We were looking up movie posters yesterday. And and I was hoping it might have been Terminator or something. Because that's... Look, I don't really know. I'll have a guess at Spider 98.
No.
I think this was in the 80s because this was before Terminator, was it?
You reckon it was before Terminator?
Oh, yeah, I think.
Well, you don't
I think. I'm going to go Bridge 85.
85?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Rodney?
This was actually based on a Stephen King book called The Running Man.
Of course.
And like all Stephen King books that are transferred, well, most of them, they turn out to be like Arnie's effort. 1983.
No.
Ooh.
Oh, that right. That makes me look stupid.
What did you say?
I said 98.
I think, you, Bridget, you've won 1990.
Oh,
was it that late?
Wow, really?
There you go.
Really?
Rod's not happy.
Okay.
Gee, do you want to goggle it while we do the next one?
He doesn't get happy, does he?
Right. Yeah,
tappity, tap, tap, tap.
Yeah, goggle it.
Okay, so music name that year. Michael Cimbello, I think.
Best scene in Flashdance, and she's got the off-the-shoulder sweat top. And she is just running on the spot. She's got her leg warmers on.
I know.
But her legs aren't cold because she's just got little knickers on. Little leg warmers, and she is just running on the spot.
Livy Pamby.
What was that?
Olivia Pamby.
Wasn't Olivia in that?
Oh, no. It's
that was Flashdance.
Okay. You're getting very excited, Adrian.
He's getting...
You got a big cheesy grin on your face.
He's thinking, let's get
anyway,
physical.
Anyway, name that year. Michael Cimbello. I think it was Michael Cimbello.
I want to get physical. Let's go.
He's gone red.
Maniac. Name that year.
You are.
Have you done something to that? What's...
Okay. Maniac, Flashdance. That was very early 80s. Bridge 83.
Yeah, well done.
Yay!
Oh, look, incidentally, The Running Man film, 1987. What did you have it as?
85.
1990. Well, The Overnight Man had it as 1990.
Oh. 87, based on the 1983 Bridge. Novel by Stephen King.
Can I quickly ask?
Bridge just got closer.
Mm. Yeah, can I quickly ask? Any of these correct? Because every day there's always a contro about the dates.
Here we go.
I didn't think it would be that hard.
Don't. We don't want another email from you.
Anyway.
With the headline, I didn't think it'd be that hard. Okay, let's move on.
Famous last words.
Here's the sporting element. We're off to France for the big bike race.
Well, he's got himself the prize that he's always wanted. He's got himself another lion as well from the sponsor, Crédit Lyonnais. But what he got as well here, Phil, I think was one hell of a roar, not just on the Champs-Élysées, but I would suspect many people watching very early in the morning back home.
Cadel Evans won the Tour de France.
Aww.
What year? Name that year.
To Bridge 2014.
No.
Nah, I think it's a fraction earlier than that. I think he would have been retired now for... Not retired,
yeah,
but out of the
is.
Tour
yeah.
for a few years.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was around 2010, Spider.
No.
Rodney?
I'm thinking around 2008.
Peter was 1 year off, 2011.
2011. Oh. Well done.
Lovely, everyone.
We don't know if that's correct. We just...
Golf clap.
Yeah.
Just clapping in.
And Peter, see that door down the corridor there? That's the complaints department. Off you go.
You pop.
Because we don't give a stuff.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Just before you lob into it,
yes.
Suns playing Melbourne at the Gabba this weekend. Booked now. We've got a family pass to see the game. Gold Coast Suns, our Gold Coast Suns, the Demons on Saturday at the Gabba. Plus, we'll be calling back one winner on Friday to claim 4 Guard of Honour places to be on the field as the team runs out.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's great.
It'd be awesome up there at the Gabba as well, yeah. And they should have a very, very good chance against Melbourne as well. So 13-27-10 if you want to go along and watch our Gold Coast Suns against Melbourne at the Gabba. Just a little bit on sport. I just want to touch on, I saw Scott Bolton last night. He's a Cowboys player who's been charged with indecent assault on a female at a bar in Sydney on Saturday night. Again, another prepared statement. I don't know why they prepare these statements. I'd love to see somebody just come out, speak honestly, speak openly, speak, you know, from the heart, answer questions, and then go. Why come out, read 5 prepared, sentences, and then walk straight back in?
Look, I know that everyone says, "Oh, it's out of character," and this and that. But when they say, "Can you please give my," you know, me and my family privacy. Absolutely, you know, I feel sorry for his wife. But what about the woman? I bet she wanted some privacy before. I mean, it has to be bad enough that you were charged and arrested for it. So come on, she would have wanted some privacy.
The other thing too, I don't think there's a right role too. Should he be playing?
No.
It's going to set up the whole.
No.
Unfortunately, the club now, every interview, every player is going to be asked about it. You know, and you don't go there unless you're fighting it and you've come out and made a statement and said, "No, I am fighting this." He hasn't said that. So, look, there's going to be fire where there's smoke. So I think he should be stepping aside until the court date in June.
I agree.
On some other news, some other bad news, AJ in your field, horse racing, all found guilty.
Oh, really?
Big contract.
Yeah, that's full on. That's it. They're out, isn't it?
Being referred to as the Aquanita Inquiry and referred to yesterday as one of the blackest days of racing in Australia. Unfortunately, 271 charges against highlighted people like Robert Smurden and Tony Vassell, both Group 1 trainers, and suggestions there could be life bans coming up on Thursday.
What does this mean? Is this something with the horse industry that you guys, there was an undercurrent, an underbelly of this kind of stuff that you knew maybe that there's a bit of stuff going on?
It goes on, Bridget. It goes on.
Just
don't want to get caught.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's like the Tour de France with the doping with the horses. No different.
Right,
you just don't want to get caught.
Same as the Essendon Inquiry, the whole thing. It's same as, it's unfortunate.
So Australian sport isn't as clean as what everyone thinks it is.
No, obviously not.
Well like cricket.
We'll wait until Thursday to see.
Everyone's trying to get an edge, aren't they?
Yeah, it's true.
What they call it, the 1%ers, every little bit counts. They do absolutely everything they do, and they push the boundaries right to the boundary to make sure some of them go over to get the best they can. Yeah. But some good news for a couple of Aussies. We spoke about Ben Simmons in the NBA in the playoffs for Philadelphia 76ers. He was under the pump. He kicked back last night and had a good game. So well done to the Aussie. And the other Australian doing really well. How's this? The first Australian National Hockey League player. I thought we would have had one before that. I know it's not a national sport of ours.
Okay, yeah.
But his name's Nathan Walker. He plays for the Washington Capitals. And he's the first Aussie to actually be a part of a goal.
Walker fed. Oh, and a shot. Score!
I don't think we've ever seen an Australian player get a point in a Stanley Cup playoff game. Nathan Walker.
Yeah, so there you go. Wow. A couple of Aussies doing well in the States. So that's your sport. I saw something on the news last night that I thought would be awesome for the Gold Coast. We know that, AJ, you're a big fan of the, same with you, Bridge, the sky rail going in or, you know, the thing up the mountain.
Yes, because I've seen it done properly in Cairns. It doesn't hurt any of the wildlife or the area.
And one of the most protected areas in the world, Queenstown in New Zealand, have one.
That's right. That's
they
exactly
certainly do.
Right.
They look after the environment.
There's been a lot of controversy about a cruise ship terminal here on the Gold Coast. I'm a big fan. Bridge, you're not that much of a fan. Well, then what about a dive site? We've seen that they're looking at maybe, you know, just sinking a couple of big ships off the coast of the Gold Coast.
Mm.
And was it a couple of years ago, there was a guy there doing underwater art. Like he was putting down sculptures so divers could go there and find these sculptures throughout the Broadwater.
It's a great idea. Mm. On the Sunny Coast, they done it, and I saw it when it was just off Alexandra Headland, and they blew up an old, I can't remember the name, maybe it was HMS Brisbane, maybe?
I have mentioned that in my travels. Yes,
yes,
they did.
Yes, and so that was off the Sunny Coast. Look, I'm a fan for it. I think it's an awesome idea, but why don't, you know, we combine them both and have the cruise ship terminal under the water? And then just you can visit that.
Well, this is silly, isn't it? How people go, no, we don't want a cruise ship, but we'll have a dive site.
Site's good because it sustains the environment. It creates more places for the fish to breed.
You're sinking boats. I've been to that one. Have you ever snorkeled around the one in Moreton Island?
No, but I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, that I think they did. It's either 7 or 11 boats, and you know, even on high tide, you can still see the top of the boats.
It's cool,
and I reckon it's fantastic. Yeah. You can dive, you can swim out there. The kids takes you probably 100 meters, not even that, 50 meters off the shoreline.
Yep.
You can get out there, you can snorkel all day, have a look at magnificent fish. Now, this is going to be a silly question. Would the same fish that were, because Moreton Island is magnificent, would it have the same water temperature as Moreton, something up the road?
Yes.
So would it get the same quality of fish here if we did it in the broadwater or not?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, why wouldn't we do it?
Well, it's a late amateur, isn't it? I mean,
it's a win-win-win.
It's tourism here. That's what we rely on. Just bring it on. Just get it done.
Well, how do you do it? Who's got some spare boats?
I know, that's what we need.
We've only got one boat. I reckon if you're going to do it, you've got to do it properly and have, like, several boats so we can, you know, do it properly, do it big.
Yeah, but proper boats. I mean, we want basically the, you know, the candy shop mansion underwater, not like Herb's tinny. Because the fish would be like, come on, is this all you got?
So there we go. Would you like to see it? Would you like a dive site here? I can't dive. I get asthma, but... I'd love to see it because they reckon the only other way is down towards New South Wales off at some of the islands.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty cool.
Great idea, Peter. Yep. Great idea.
Yeah, well, it wasn't my idea. It was on the news.
Still yet to meet the one?
Lucked out in the love stakes?
Sound familiar?
Not sure how to meet your true love? AJ Bridge and Spider's Second Chance Dance.
27 past six, we've got Sheree on the phone, Bridge.
Yes, Sheree from Southport is joining us. And AJ, please, this is not this isn't a buffet for you to just, you know, get your own. There'll be little wristbands, whatever, if you're single, and then obviously little stickers at the door if you're AJ's.
Sizzler AJ.
Don't. I wasn't going to go there.
He is so excited. Oh. Get your cheesy bread at the front door.
Sheree in Southport, please, can you tell us now, you're a beautiful lady, how come you're single?
I'm looking for love because I'm an amazing person, but I think I scare men away because I'm confident, I'm capable, and independent.
Sheree, can I say, sorry, AJ, because I know you're trying to pick up Sheree, but I just want to interrupt and say that I know that problem. Is that I have, when I've said to certain guys, you know, I'm in radio, it's like I've said to them, I've got 3 kids to 3 different guys and I'm unemployed. It's really
weird. Same, yeah.
And you don't want to dumb yourself down for someone.
No. You want to be you and you want to be who you can be. And, I mean, I'm in my role, I'm out talking to people all the time and everyone says to me, how come you're single? And it's like, I don't know.
What's your ultimate date? What would you like?
One where we can both be comfortable and enjoy time together, talk, explore, whether it's going for a walk on the beach. I know that sounds a whole cliche, but just enjoy time together and get to know somebody. So, a glass of wine, please.
Yes, of course.
Or a glass of sherry.
That's
later in the night.
Oh, he's bringing that. You're saying, Sheree, you're a natural socialiser, and I honestly think this is a big deal. Someone who's a natural socialiser, the art of conversation that can, you know, keep it going, keep a conversation going, and someone that adds to who you are, not subtracts, obviously.
I'd make someone a really good executive or something, a great handbag, because I can go to any situation. I've done things like the Variety Bash where...
I love the Variety Bash. It's the best $10.
So I've done all of that. I was one of the she-devils on that. But then you do all different things and they said, go to what the men enjoy. And I'm like, I do that anyway.
How good is Sheree sound? goldfm.com.au, lads. Get in there and register. We only have a couple of sleeps.
You don't have to register, Adrian. You're going?
goldfm.com.au.
What a day yesterday. Perfect day for the movies.
Mm.
When you looked outside, it was raining. Bridge, you were stuck on the M1.
I was having a great day. I was coming back down from Mount Nathan and the traffic wasn't moving, so I had a little concert in my car for about an hour and a half. It was good fun. Called some people.
Yeah, I went to the movies and took my young fella Boston and Darcy, and we went to Event Cinemas in Robina, and we thought we'd give you a movie review today. Aww. A lot of great movies out at the moment, but this has got The Rock in it and it's Rampage, and here's a little bit of the trailer.
It's weird. You like hang out with animals more than people.
Yeah, well, animals get me. I rescued George when he was 2 years old. Is he the only one?
Oh, you didn't know about the 30-foot wolf?
Incoming! World is a vampire.
Yeah. Yeah, it was big. It was massive. The Rock was good.
Hang on. Why do wolves always get a bad rap? I was up with Bobby Running Fox doing some wolf work yesterday, as normal people do.
Yeah, no.
And why does this, was it a bad wolf?
Yeah, it was a bad wolf with a bad alligator and a big bad gorilla for a little while. But Boston and Darcy thought they'd give you a review of Rampage and The Rock.
It was pretty funny, a bit inappropriate. The gorilla, oh my God, I want to be him so bad. Pretty good. A tiny bit scary, but yeah, funny and entertaining.
Yeah, just close your eyes in the wolf scene. You'll scream.
Favourite part of the movie?
The end, when George was being really funny because he was... When they, like, at the end when George was going, like, mad and, like, killing everything.
So out of 5 Chock Tops, how many do you give it?
Oh, I'll give it a 5. 4.
What's the thing about the Rock movies?
He likes animal more than people. Oh, and he always has something to do with the army in it, every movie he is. If the Rock's in a movie, there's going to be things blowing up, guns, and just destruction.
The most important thing, what do you have to eat at the movies?
Popcorn. Popcorn?
How did you enjoy the popcorn?
It was great. 5 Chock Tops.
Oh, there you go. It was definitely worth it. I don't get into those movies, but I actually enjoyed it as well. And enjoyed my popcorn.
Of course.
Now, it's really important, especially ladies who've been out of the game for a while.
Yeah.
And prep time starts now.
What do you mean by prep time?
Well, you know, it's nice to look like we've got a bit of a tan going on, that, you know, that we've been to Bali or something this week.
Why do you want to false advertise?
No, it's because... It's not about false advertising. Okay. It's about confidence. And sometimes a fake tan can make you, not only if you're wearing a little number that might be a little off the shoulder or showing a little bit of cleave or a little bit of, you know, calf, that, you know, you want it to look, and it makes you look up to 5 kgs lighter, which is a nice thing. My friend Alana, and I'm calling you out, Alana, I love you to death, but yesterday I saw her, she's prepping already, orange.
What do you mean she's orange?
She's gone orange and she's streaky.
It's not a fancy dress, Oompa Loompa.
It is, don't.
No, because they're orange.
Beautiful woman. Seriously, if she's single by the end of the night, there is something wrong. So this is where the prep comes in. Can I recommend an organic tan called, it's from my mate, who it's amazing, Eco Tan. You get the mousse, there's no streaking, and no one will know.
We're not going to be streaking on the night.
No, not streaking like that. Isn't the streaking as in your tan streaking? That's got to be a turn off for men, isn't it?
Oh, lines.
With all the streaking lines.
Well, I reckon the whole tan is.
No, you've just got to get it. You've got to get it spot on. But my recommendation is first layer tonight. Oh. Second layer tomorrow night.
Right.
But doesn't it just go everywhere?
No, if you get the right one. So that Eco Tan, it's a mousse. Okay. Ladies, highly, highly recommend it. Okay, so first layer. And also just be careful because otherwise, like me, I love white sheets and you end up looking like a tandoori burrito.
Can I ask you, can I ask a question?
Well, you just did.
How do you do your back?
Yeah, it's difficult. You're just hoping no one sees it.
Well, if you're home alone.
It's not good.
Because I'm getting pictures that you can put it in the bath and then just roll and slide up and down the bath.
No.
And
it's weird. It's like trying to put suntan on your back. It's not fun. But with this mousse, it doesn't streak, so it's a good one. Okay, so that's tonight. Now, the other thing is you do a little facial and, you know, you give yourself an exfoliator. But the night before, not now, because you could break out. And you don't want to break out.
Okay.
So
that's going to be Thursday night.
Another quick little tip that I did growing up with Dad as a dentist, just a little bit of bicarb soda and salt on your teeth. Give it a little polish. Sparkle them up. That's a good one.
Okay. Oh,
beautiful.
And do your nails. Well, you guys would look at nails, wouldn't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Now, also...
Nails.
Of course.
I've never looked at a set of nails in my life.
Of course.
Now, Bridge, just winding up, in the next hour, we'll also have a look at what you should be wearing because we don't want to be too flashy or inappropriate.
No, exactly right. And you've got to be comfortable.
Let them wear whatever they want.
But you know what I love with women? It is true. Like, we'll have a fake tan, fake nails, fake hair, but we're looking for a real man.
Yeah.
Still yet to meet the one?
Lucked out in the love stakes?
Sound familiar?
Not sure how to meet your true love? AJ Bridge and Spiders Second Chance Dance.
As Peter just said, 2 more slips will be across the road at Broadie in the mall at the all-new Envy Hotels.
Cocktails and keys.
Yeah, that's it. I've only been talking about it 3 weeks, so I'm going to check the thing.
Tomo's your mate. He's a good bloke, Tomo. Yeah. He's
Tomo's
a
champion bloke.
Isn't
champion
he?
Bloke. Now, folks, he's we have to one. Discuss this. You were talking about the three Ps and the preparation, Bridget, for the night. Now, specifically here, we're talking about females and how they should, well, what they should wear, how they should present them.
How can you tell them what to wear?
Hang on, Bridget and I were talking about this pre-show. You give your opinion in a moment. Bridgie?
Well done. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, just listen to that silence for just a...
Take a breath, Peter.
Okay, my opinion on this is, as a woman who's got a fair future in front of her, if you know what I mean, is I think it's good to maybe show a hint, but don't give away the whole present. I think it's like at Christmas. You don't just hand someone a present, go, there you go, you wrap it. It's the unwrapping, it's the mystery, it's the magic. There's something there, but there's not. I think if you're putting it all out, it's also uncomfortable for a bloke because they don't know where to look.
Here's a girl that would know. She's been here many years. She's a darling person. She hates me saying this, and I'll muck it up. The Minister of First Impressions,
no,
is that?
No, Director.
Everyone knows her. What are you?
Reception, Director of First Impressions.
You can never make a second first impression,
that
Adrian.
Exactly.
Now,
right.
Now, this gorgeous woman sets a beautiful first impression. She does. Now, yes. Friday night, Samantha.
Yes.
Should the ladies turn up in something a bit cheeky around the top area? Or
absolutely.
Yes.
You're all for it. You're all for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they've got it. Yeah. If you've got it, show it.
Peter. Look,
and you have to remember, I've been watching the people coming in, collecting the tickets. There's some hot-looking people.
So that's right. So dress to impress. You've got to sit there. Yeah, they're saying wear turtlenecks.
We're saying, aren't we, Bridget, be appropriate.
Oh,
but if you're dressed to impress, look, what impression are you giving if you've really got them out? Because it's uncomfortable for a guy. They don't know where to look.
Is it giving? Is it giving you the impression if they're comfortable and that's what they're happy to be wearing?
And it looks good, so just do it.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, another demographic, our younger producer, Camille.
Camille, 10 years younger than myself, 32. Del, what do you think?
I think it depends what you've got on the bottom. So I think if you've got long pants on, you could have a little bit more of a revealing top.
Yes.
Because it's still classy enough. But I wouldn't go the short skirt with the shorts, you know, revealing top.
You wouldn't reveal top and bottom.
No. And you know what? For the wingmen listening out, especially the lady wingmen, don't go, oh, yeah, you look amazing, if you honestly don't think they do, if they need to cover up a bit or... Oh,
wear what you want.
Hang on, you would look straight at the chesticles, though.
No. No, it's just like, get out there and be comfortable. If that's what you want to wear, you wear it. I can't believe you guys are sitting there going, don't wear this, don't wear that. Get out there. They haven't been out for years, some of these people. Get out there and enjoy it.
Give them a bit of a debut, you
reckon? Yeah, get out there and say, you know what, this is me and I'm loving every minute of it.
We're taking your calls on 13 27 10. Is it okay to go low for a bit of show?
How low will you go?
Of course it is.
No,
get it out.
Really?
Yeah.
We've got tickets too, by the way, to see our great mates Busby Maru. Gold 92.5 presents our buddies Busby Maru, your regional tour sound lounge at the Gold Coast here, 27 May. Get your tickets now from busbymaru.com. Karen, what do you think?
Well, I think it's a two-way street, AJ. If you're asking the girls to wear a little bit of a loopy, does that mean the men wear their little pants like Harry High pants?
Oh, don't
yeah.
go there.
Yeah, you'd love those ones.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't, but I'm sure you men do.
Oh, wow.
I'll see if I can find a pair, Karen.
Oh, hang on a minute. Well, if you were single, Karen, would you come along and get the girls out?
Well, I've got to go pretty low to get the girls out, so I don't know that I've got to dress low enough.
Hey, stop, drop, and roll. Get down low and go.
Well, you know, it's the old saying, what does an old girl have between a belly button that a young one doesn't?
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
These people know who they are, and it's only one or two or maybe three throughout whatever industry you're in, and we get them in every industry, and sporting clubs, schools, and here at work we get them, and I'm not going to name names, but I'll tell you what, they absolutely annoy me. I'm talking about the brown noses. the brown-nosed people that walk around. You get them at school. You know those brown-nosed kids at school? They sit up the front. They've finished all the work. They have all the answers. They've got all the questions and the answers, and they bring a present for the teacher. Mm. They know the brown noses. I'm talking to them. And I'm always also talking to those ones at sporting clubs. You know, the coaches' pets. The ones who always get the brown noses.
Nathan Buckley.
Yeah, the Nathan Buckleys of the world. The coaches' pet. First at training, always picks up the cones behind the coaches and then always has the answers again. And don't get me started on the brown noses at work.
Oh, don't be careful.
The brown noses here at work, and we've got a serial three of them. And it doesn't matter what you do, the brown noses always have to ask that last question. When the meeting's nearly over, it's done and dusted. It's just wasted 55 minutes of our time. And then they go, any question? And I swear the brown noses up. And then the brown noses here at work won't want to be outdone by another brown nose. So then the brown nose outdoes the brown nose by putting up another question to be the best brown nose.
There should be a brown nose medal.
There needs to be a brown nose medal. I am sick of all these brown noses, these do-gooders, goody-two-shoes, whatever you want to do. All I say to them, keep all your questions to yourself and don't annoy every other person at school, at your sporting team, or in the office. #no brown noses in meetings.
You've been sprayed by a spider.
I have some big news.
And Mark, on many occasions, looked at me and said, are we wrecking this film?
It was an act of pure evil.
I never thought I'd have to beg you for a cuddle.
What is it about Shanghai and Nick Kyrgios?
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Oh, our girl, Olivia Newton-John. She's back in the country and she's doing really well. She was diagnosed last year.
Yep.
Her cancer did unfortunately come back, but she is looking good. It's looking like she's on top of things. And the best thing, and this is the only thing we'll say about the budget today, well, for me, her cancer research centre has just received an $18 million boost, which is massive. This is what Olivia Newton-John has to say about it.
Excited. I only heard about this about 10 minutes ago. I knew there was something happening, but I didn't know what.
So good. $10 million to brain cancer research. You know, in 1986, if you were diagnosed, you had a 48% chance. And now, with all of this technology today, you know, it's nearly 70%.
Wow.
Which is just amazing leaps and bounds. You know another thing with Olivia Newton-John?
No.
She is still so quintessentially Aussie, isn't she?
Very.
Lives overseas, but doesn't have that crazy accent. Aussie.
They all find it very quickly.
Yeah, they do. Now, I don't know. I'm a purist with movies. You can do a sequel, but do you have to remake it? I saw a remake of Dirty Dancing. I'm like, what are you doing?
I agree.
Leave it alone. Well, there's another movie coming out, but this could be okay because it looks like it's the original, I always call him Canoe Reeves, Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter to return for a third Bill and Ted movie. Remember, everyone used to quote Bill and Ted, remember? Yep.
Two epic airheads.
Who is Joan of Arc?
Noah's wife?
Yeah.
We're in danger of flunking most heinously tomorrow, Ted.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And everyone would talk like that? Most heinously. Yeah, yeah. And it was always excellent, party on. But how are they going to do it at their age?
Yeah, you need that kind of slang and...
Is it gone? You know, is that era gone? Yeah. Are we trying to get it back in era?
Are they doing exactly the same or are they going to change it up to meet today's...
The film will be titled Bill and Ted Face the Music and will show the high school slackers and aspiring rock gods as middle-aged men underachievers. So it could be funny. We'll see how it goes. Now, Bobby Hawke, what do you think? You've got a conspiracy theory on this, Peter?
Unfortunately, I think they're talking it down.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon he's going to be okay because apparently, how's this? You can't get much Aussie than this. He's gagging for a milkshake and a smoke. He is.
Cigar.
He is.
Cigar. He loves his cigar.
And he is, you know, he was always the people's PM, wasn't he? A little tarnished past, and I adored Hazel, but, you know, you couldn't imagine John Howard and Kevin Rudd playing beer pong.
Oh, no.
You know, but Bob Hawke is like the Keith Richards of Australia.
We found some very interesting statistics on mobile phone use on Monday. In fact, there are specialists now who are suggesting that people are getting addicted to use of mobile phones. 97% of adults have a mobile phone. 88% of teens have one. 40% have said they are completely lost without their mobile phone. And another statistic saying that more than half use their phone when they should be doing other things.
That's all true. The thing is, you say those all of those statistics, we go, yep.
Yeah, we're not surprised by any of it. And, you know, even people using their phones even agree. You know, listening to the news last night, hear a couple of punters saying, yep, that's what I use my phone and how much I use it.
Every 30 seconds, you open it up and just check.
Probably don't go 5 minutes without looking at my phone.
Grand total, maybe 2 hours on my phone every day. I'm definitely like on Facebook and Instagram and so any sort of social media before bed.
That information is just there, so you want to know straight away.
You know, I find mindfulness has gone. No one can sit at a restaurant or a, you know, cafe anymore and just sit there and look around and take in your surroundings. Everyone's just head down. We've become Neanderthals again. It's true.
Well,
isn't
who
it?
Uses the phone the most between us?
Oh, come on, that's not even.
Who's that. Addicted to their phone the most? You reckon?
Mm.
Who are you looking at?
Well, we're looking at you, kid.
Who else are we looking at?
All I'm going to try to do is find a winner because I don't get paid enough here.
Oh. But you're addicted to your phone.
You are addicted to your phone, darling.
Oh, please.
Oh,
aren't you? The first thing is admitting addiction.
Mm.
Have a listen to this, AJ. This is just people around the office talking about you and your phone.
Not a chance. With TAB and apps not being able to put a bet on, there is no way that bloke could go without his phone.
Oh, AJ, he can't go one entire workout without looking at his phone, putting a bet on.
Yeah, you'd be talking to him, he'd be scrolling through his phone, you'll be there for 2 minutes explaining, right. You know, something that'll be happening on air, and then he'll go, oh, what did you say again? Then I have to repeat it all over again just for the sake of AJ. On his phone. And by the way, have you seen the font? No wonder he's spending so much time on his phone because the font's that big. He's got a letter for the size of the screen.
AJ lives on his phone. He spends more time on his phone than sleeping, eating, working, everything all put together.
In our promo meeting, he's definitely addicted to his phone. Uh-huh. I don't know what he's looking at, but I don't think he's really ever paying attention to the meeting.
Spent Sydney with him last weekend. He almost missed the wedding because he was just on the punt. If he could have pulled his phone out mid-ceremony, he would have.
AJ, it's producer Cam. I don't want to throw you under the bus here, but we do have a rule that there's no phones allowed in the studio, so they are meant to sit out here in the little producer's box. Do you have your phone in the studio today?
Under the bus? I've gone straight under G-Link.
No, this is an intervention, Dale.
You
have two phones on the go.
You're addicted. You've got your Thai phone, your CD Thai phone.
Yes.
And you've got your normal phone. You are more addicted than... You'd be the most addicted person on the coast with your phone.
Well, with CrossFit, apparently you're always late because you sit in the car on the punt.
Well, I've got good news for the boss. You know what there is?
What?
There's an app now available for how long you spend on your phone.
So, which means you've got to look at the app to see how long you're spending on your phone, which is looking at your phone.
I'll apply for one of those today.
I want to know, because Sheree, my wife, she's a photo finish. She's addicted to her phone.
Yeah.
But are you addicted to your phone? Or do you know someone who is addicted to their phone? Just 13, 27, 10, we want to know, are you addicted to your phone? How long can you go without looking at it? Some people 5 minutes, some people half an hour, some people 30 seconds.
Yeah, be honest.
We've got a good set of tickets too. Your Suns take on Melbourne at the Gabba on Saturday at 4:30. Book now. We've got a family pass to see the Gold Coast Suns v Melbourne, the Demons at the Gabba. Plus, we'll be calling someone back this Friday who will claim a 4x Guard of Honour places to be won. That's to be on the field as the team runs on.
That's awesome to be a part of the game and to be on the field to be awesome.
13, 27, 10, give us a bell. Spider and I have done some research in the last couple of days. On Monday, there was an interesting story through the news suggesting that mobile phones are becoming addictive, a thing we probably already knew. 97% of adults have a mobile phone, 88% of teens, 40% of people have said they're lost without it, and more than half the people researched use them and should be doing other things while they're using their mobile phone. Now, I've just been thrown completely under the Q-Link, under the tram.
Hey, call it an intervention, darling.
And told that I was addicted to my telephone. Well, I don't agree with that, but apparently...
Oh, sorry, darling.
That is the case.
Sorry, I apologise. You're not a user. You're a stalker on that.
Yeah.
You just stalk everyone. And it's okay. I'm going to Tugan Vet Surgery today. I'm getting one of those collars. You know when a dog's crook and you put a big collar so you can't be on your phone so much stalking
you
everyone.
You are a freak on your phone.
You are. Anyway, we've got Tricia and Eleonora. This is a mobile phone intervention. Is it you?
Well, what I've witnessed just of late, I work in a major shopping centre on the Gold Coast. Mm-hmm. And watching all the beautiful athletes in their beautiful coloured clothes, like particularly the Jamaicans, walking in a massive group like a conga line, but not one of them were looking up at our beautiful centre, They were all on their phones and actually bumping into each other.
Wow.
And I found that really sad that they were so addicted to their phones that they were missing out on everything else.
Yeah, no, they're a lot cool. of people do. They reckon they're getting a lot of back and neck pain now because yes. of walking on the on walking and talking at the same time. Jamie Mermaid Waters, who's addicted?
I'm not addicted. I'm the total opposite.
Yeah.
I can be at the front door, locking the front door, and I think, oh, I've forgotten my mobile phone. And I go, oh, well, and keep locking the door and go. Oh.
Good on you, Jane. That's not a good way to be.
Not too many people would do that.
Claire and Benogan, who are you dobbing in?
I'm dobbing in my husband, Joel.
Oh.
Oh.
You even named him? What's the pet hate?
Yeah. When he's on the phone at the dinner table.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Every night. It gets me every night.
Oh, wow. That's like, I don't know why, same as our house, at the dinner table, Nana and Grandad always ring from New Zealand on FaceTime, so everybody the whole house is going to hear it. It's so annoying. Robert and Cabarita, who are you dobbing in? Who's addicted to their phone?
Myself.
Oh, really?
I like this. You're having a good hard look at yourself in the mirror. So why are you dobbing yourself in, Robert?
I do it in a good way. I belong to a group on Facebook to support people with anxiety and depression.
Oh, okay.
So we just, you know, give it friendly advice and show them a good way around things.
Oh.
That's awesome. Can you plug that Facebook page for people?
Anxiety and Depression, We Care.
Oh, I love there that. You go. Good on you, Robert. You're using it for good.
Good on you, Rob. We'll throw you the footy tickets, mate, too, to get along to see the Suns at the Gabba against Melbourne this Saturday.
Still yet to meet the one?
Lucked out in the love stakes?
Sound familiar?
Not sure how to meet your true love? AJ Bridge and Spider's Second Chance Dance.
The man behind the mask, he's a legend. He's been a funny man for years and years, over 50 years. He's played Barry Humphries, and we're lucky enough to have him in town for Saturday and Sunday at Star for The Man Behind the Mask. And we need some advice from the great Barry Humphries for Friday night, our Second Chance Dance, Bridge.
Well, of course, and what better person to get off than someone who is, well, at 84 years of age, is a very wise, wise soul. So, Barry, thank you so much. We are absolutely honoured that you are joining us. Thank you so much. And we do want to know, what is your advice when it comes to singles and love?
Why, advice from experience is don't go chasing it, because it'll not work that way. It comes up and taps you on the shoulder.
Yeah.
It catches you by surprise. But when love comes your way, you've got to really welcome it, because it doesn't stay forever. But something else might follow, you see. Now, how old are you? I should be able to guess this.
Mm.
You're a Taurus, aren't you?
Me? Yes. Yes.
How old are you?
What am I? 43?
You're a young man. No man should marry under the age of, in my opinion, under the age of 60.
Lie for me yet.
AJ turns 60 in the next week.
Bridge, you know this. Women are so much smarter than men.
So am I smart that I haven't married ever?
They're smarter than men. You are exceptionally smart because you've managed not to get married. Look around the studio.
Yeah.
Bridge, there's Spider there. He's a nice guy. There's our AJ.
Yes.
Would you consider matrimony with either of those men?
There you go. AJ's more the demo.
Yeah, AJ's more my age group that I like, but no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, flat.
Sorry.
Exactly.
No.
I rest my case.
Very much so. What's wrong, Peter?
What's the most embarrassing thing? Bridge,
oh, like... there's a lot with you when you turn up to an event with your thongs and shorts on. What, like
something's happened over the last couple of days. You know, when you're in a line, there's people behind you, you go and pay for your petrol and the car declines.
It's nothing worse when your car declines when you're trying to buy something that's like $1.20.
Yeah.
That's
and
bad.
The last couple of... little bit, every time I've used my card, it's declined. With people, behind me. It's one of the most embarrassing things. And I only buy a couple of things. I buy petrol and beer.
That's it. That's all it. Your life is. It's so simple.
Simple.
Poor Cherie has to pay for everything else.
Well, hang on. Why does the card work when she wants to buy food and clothes and stuff for the house? Yet mine, it gets declined for petrol and beer, two of the most essential things. It wouldn't happen. Your card ever decline, AJ? Well, here you we can't. Go. No, you don't. Contra doesn't.
Have you contra ever, decline. Have you ever had the little slip and they've gone, sorry, it's expired?
Contra credit card.
Has it? Has Contra ever knocked you back?
Peter.
No, has it?
Peter, you have got history on this.
No.
You're shocking with
me. We've been in Newcastle and tried to get a hire car.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not allowed to hire cars from certain companies.
Oh, yeah, but let's go through the list.
So I started having not a crack at Cherie, but asking why.
Oh, Petty, you don't have a crack at...
No, I was asking why. Why isn't this... This is ridiculous. She's saying there's money in there. I'm going, every time I go in there, it declines. So I've had to dive into my little dodgy cash fund that I keep for a rainy day.
Hang on.
Just in case it declines. Because there's nothing more embarrassing than your car declining.
If you're listening, Cherie, did you know he has a dodgy cash little fund? No. I know your little dodgy cash funds. No, what you do is what normal grown-ups do, and you just transfer money over with an app.
And that's what she said she does. She goes, I've transferred it all over.
Yeah, it's what Cherie does.
Yeah.
Are you calling Cherie? How about you just grasp the concept of getting the app and doing it yourself? Because put on your big boy pants and maybe grow up and learn a bit about money.
Exactly, Bruce.
So for the last 2 weeks,
well said, Mum.
My whole card has been declining and she'd been swearing black and blue there's been money in there and it should have been declining. And then I realised my card expired on the 1st of May.
Oh, Peter. Oh, my God.
So I'm sorry, Cherie. Yeah.
You better, Barry.
You are.
Barry Crocker.
Oh, the Met Gala is my favourite ball of the year.
Met Gala, what is it?
Yeah, what
is
it?
So it's the Costume Institute. So it's to sanctify its love of fashion. So you can basically wear anything you want. It's not like the Oscars where you have to wear a long thing or a short thing. You can literally wear whatever you want.
And call it fashion.
However, this year it was Heavenly Bodies, Fashion and the Catholic Imagination, which was pretty, edgy.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of crosses going on, a lot of encrusted crosses. Now, Anna Wintour, who, those who know her, she's the US Vogue editor-in-chief, so she approves of the 600-plus guest list. And she said, well, there's everyone from models to actors to everyone. Donald Trump's never allowed back again.
Why?
He was there a few years ago. Because, I don't know, I think he's a bit of a reptile. So he's not allowed back again. But I tell you what, it was pretty crazy. There were, I think it's really pushing it when you're doing the papal kind of Catholic imagination thing. I think some people may have got a little bit upset. But how much do you reckon it was for a ticket again?
180, I reckon.
Yeah, 250.
What? Is this drinks included?
Is this dollars?
Three-course meal.
Sorry, yeah, dollars, $180, $30,000 a ticket. $30,000 a ticket. And how's this? The Vatican approved for the Pope's robes to be sent there on show.
$30,000 a ticket.
Yeah, so the Pope, we've got to pay tickets and go to the Vatican to see it, but Rhiannon wants to check it out. All right, then I'll fly the Pope's robes over. $30,000.
Oh, and I would have been still there drinking.
Seriously,
trying to get my money's worth.
Full on. And this is, Sarah Jessica Parker, who was on Sex and the City, and a few other celebs. This is what they were explaining, what they were wearing and what it's all about.
It's an actual Neapolitan nativity altar.
I'm so excited to be wearing Michelangelo's The Last Judgment on my dress.
We were inspired by the Crusades, and so this is basically all being held together by little chains.
I am literally just living every girl's dream right now.
People wearing nativity sets on their heads.
No.
Like, it was crazy, but you know what? I thought, this is perfect for me. This is me at Blues.
Oh, that's your wardrobe.
This is my wardrobe. Look at me today. This is seriously.
You've got a, what is it, a print?
Yeah,
just
I do.
A photo wrapped around yourself.
I know. And they'd say to me, well, what are you wearing? I'd go, oh, Barbie camper van encrusted in her high heels on my head and her orange chenille bedspread and lampshades as shoes. That's me. That's just me to a T. How cool.
It is.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.